This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that has needs to be taken down. Congratulations, you have just pissed off the loudest speaker of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit lunching. Info Kadoosha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the virus of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Yo! Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do everything we can to expose bullshit. If you are angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shot. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and drag them into their light. I will do anything and anyone to anything to... anything and everything to expose anyone who is corrupt and full of shit, no matter what side you are on. Today we're having an open discussion show. We got some news, we got some music to play, we got a whole bunch of shit going on today, so strap in, we're gonna have ourselves a blast. We got a lot of shit planned, but before we get started, we need the prayer for good radio. By the Honorable Reverend X.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass, dude. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I bring up, shut your goddamn ass up. And I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter how you come with me, as you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiary. If you down with that, you ain't down with that, shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen, Reverend. Amen. So we're gonna shut your goddamn ass up if you don't like the issues that we're talking about here. We are, even though I am not, if I don't sound like a conservative, I do consider myself a conservative libertarian. I lean towards conservative politics and shit. So if you don't like that, if you're a liberal, because I do attack liberals. Hard body, I do attack liberals. Liberals get me freaking pissed off. So, yeah, dude. With that being said, let's hop right in. We got some news here. Rush Limbaugh on the Haiti earthquake. Rush Limbaugh comments on the federal government's response to the Haiti earthquake. Rush Limbaugh is not backing down from his claim that President Barack Obama is trying to score political points off the earthquake in Haiti. Challenged by a caller during his show Thursday, Limbaugh said, "If I said it, I meant to say it. And I do believe that everything is political to this president. Everything this president sees is a political opportunity, including Haiti, and he will use it to burnish his credentials with minorities in this country and around the world, and to accuse Republicans of having no compassion." Limbaugh said in the comments flagged by the liberal blog Think Progress, "You want liberals? Pussies! You know, liberals are fucking pussies. I'm just gonna say this. They think money comes out of nowhere. We think we have to take care of the world. No one has no goddamn responsibility for themselves in the liberal society. They believe that the government has to fucking wipe each and everybody's ass. But what they fail to explain that if you demand that the government take care of you, guess what? The government's gonna take care of you. And I don't mean that in a good way. You can't be you can't be asking the government to take care of you and expect them not to try to take extra away from you. I mean, there is pride in being self-sufficient. But with liberals, if you're self-sufficient, if you're growing your own food and you're living truly, if you're living off the land and not lights on the land, because you know what? Liberals are the ones that started this whole green movement, which, me personally, I don't have a problem against. You know, I have the light bulbs that don't burn that much of electricity. I'm for any technology that uses less, but uses less and saves me money. If it uses less electricity, but it also saves me more money in electricity, fine. But trust me, I mean, look, if they make freaking solar panels or solar generators or wind generators or even radio signal, you know, when you get electricity from radio signals, because they already have technology to do that, to harvest electromagnetic shit, that radio stations and television stations, you know, radios, you know, cell phones throw out. I'm all for that. You know, you throw out, you use that, you convert that into electricity, boom, you're saving more money, you're making money. I'm all for technologies like that. But don't be all pretentious thinking that, oh, it's our fault that the Earth is the way it is. How's about we attack the real polluters? You don't hear them talking about attacking real polluters. You don't. All you see them doing is going after whalers and people trying to fish and make a living. I mean, that's the thing. You can't just go and start shutting down industry and making people lose their jobs without an alternative. That's all we're asking. If this is the wrong way, give me a better way. Show me a better way. Anyways, back to the article. Limbaugh has come under fire from both the right and the left for saying that the earthquake played directly into Obama's hands, allowing him to look compassionate. The host claimed that the White House response would bolster Obama's standing in the light-skinned and dark-skinned black community in this country. He also appeared to discourage help for the island nation, saying, we've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax. Yeah. I mean, on Wednesday show, I did comment on that. I did say, you know what? Fuck Haiti. And I went a little too harsh. Yeah, you know what? The U.S. is already sending aid to a country that hates us and to a country that will freaking, they come over here anyways in illegal immigrants. And most of those people are going to be coming here for asylum. Not even asylum, because asylum is the wrong term, of course. And I said this on Wednesday, fuck Haiti. Listen to that show Wednesday. We give aid to the world, and the world doesn't give aid back to us. They don't help us back out. Hell, Hawaii, you know, they shit all over the U.S., but we're the only ones with the power to do anything. I mean, that's what Limbaugh also said. Cuba hasn't done shit. Venezuela hasn't done shit. Why not? It makes no sense. Why have to be the ones that do shit? Oh, look, this happened. What the U.S. is going to do? You know, there's more than one country in this freaking world, you know. More than one country with the means to do shit. No. America doesn't mind its business, but if something happens around the world, they better do something. Oh, it's the U.S. job to do shit. This is why you don't want me as president. You really don't want me as a president. Because I'll be telling people to go fuck themselves. Oh, you had a tsunami? Fuck yourself. I'm not spending billions of dollars to send aid when during Katrina, no one sent aid to help us. No one sent any money to the people of Katrina. No, nobody helped them. We didn't see nobody else coming over here. We saw the Mexican army, which probably was a bunch of Mexicans dressed in army fatigues, trying to sneak their way into this country. Yeah. We're Mexican army. Yeah, bullshit. You're more like MS-13. Anyway, again, back to the article. Critics have characterized Limbaugh's comments as insensitive and tone-deaf at a time when heartbreaking images of devastation dominate news coverage. PSYOP! That's what you call a PSYOP! Oh, we're going to show you this devastating image. Look, oh, look, they're dead, they're dying. We have to do something for this. Why? Keep your fucking money! Keep your fucking money! My God, you know, the way the economy is, I'm sorry, Haiti, you guys gotta, you're on your own. Or how's about, hey, EU, European Union, hey, UK, you guys got money, you guys got troops, do something, you do something. Why does the US have to do shit? And of course, Obama's all too willing to send $100 million. Yeah, we're gonna do. Here's some money. There you go. And you know they're puffing up the numbers. Oh, feared 500,000 people dead. Probably. You know what? I'm just gonna say at least 1,000. At most 1,000 people passed away. And it's unfortunate. Look. It's not like I don't feel bad. Shit happens. But you know what? When we had Katrina, we didn't get any help from anybody outside of this country. Hell, not even people within the country helped out its own people. Yeah, that's the thing. So what? We're not gonna help the black people here when their shit gets flooded. But we're gonna help black people in another country because they just had a shake. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? How is this balanced? How is this fair? No one helped out. Yet, we get criticized for doing jack shit. We get criticized. And now they're going to shit over Rush Limbaugh for saying this? I think he was right on this time. I think he was right on. Oh well, we're already calling in. We're already fucking sending tax dollars. Why the fuck do we always gotta step up as a people and help out other people when the decision has already been made for us, basically? Was there a vote? Hey, I didn't vote on sending no money to Haiti. How's about we allow charity to take over? Because you know what? People started giving way before the government decided, oh, we're going to send them aid. People do have compassion. My God. Back to the article. Confronted with some criticism, Limbaugh slammed the callers as close-minded. What I'm illustrating here is that you're a blockhead, Limbaugh shot back. What I'm illustrating here is that you are a closed-minded bigot who is ill-informed. If you had listened to this program for a mediocrum of time, you would know it, he said. But instead, you're a blockhead. Your mind is totally closed. You have 10 pounds in your ears. Nothing is getting through other than the biased crap that you read. Liberals, man. Liberals want to spend, but they don't know where the fuck the money's coming from. They're like, oh, tax the rich. Oh, so you're going to penalize people who possibly busted their ass and to get what they got. No, you know what? What's the answer I hear every time I say that? Oh, well, you know, most, they probably got it through corrupt means. How do you know they got it through corrupt means? So you're going to punish people for doing well. You're going to punish people for working. You're going to punish people who worked hard and got what they got. So basically, the American dream is bullshit. You can't go from being, you know, a poor or middle class person and be rich without doing anything corrupt. Yes, there are a lot, maybe some rich people who got rich for doing shady shit. But of course, there are people that got rich by doing the right thing, taking responsibility for their own actions, doing shit the right way, taking advantage of opportunities that were given to them, and jumping on it, and holding on tight to it to freaking build themselves up. And now you want to penalize them? I'm not saying this because I'm rich. I'm not rich. I want to be rich. But guess what? I'm going to build my own fucking wealth by doing it the right way. The American way. Ingenuity. Ideas. Working hard. Taking responsibility for myself. Perhaps not spending money. Saving my own money. And only using it when when my money's going to work for me. And that's, oh God, I hate liberals. I really do. Hey, we got Kev in the chat room. What up, Kev? This is just froggle knuckle bullshit. Ah, pissed off. Like always, Kev. Kev in the chat room is like, how you doing? How you doing? Forget about it. Hey, fetch a bruta da bogaliana, huh? Anyways, moving on. Obama hates New York. No shit, no Obama hates New York. Especially after, in fact, I think I wrote an article on how Obama hates New York. Why is Obama trying to piss New York off? Why, you know, especially what the White House is doing. So anyways, let me read this article real quick from the New York Post. It's enough to make you think that Obama doesn't love New York. Okay, let me be clear. The president of the United States hates us. He socks New Yorkers with massive new taxes to fund his healthcare monstrosity. He punishes Wall Street for making too much money. He threatens political jihad against anybody who dares challenge the too precious Senator Christine Gildebrand. He tells our governor to take a long walk on a short bridge. Not since Gerald Ford told us to drop dead has New York been so clearly in the White House crosshairs. At least that made some political sense. This is nuts. Yeah, it's what New Yorkers get for giving Obama nearly 63% of our votes in 2008 and the third highest among the 50 states. Imagine if we had voted against him. His lack of gratitude alone should be enough to turn the blue state red. That he actually seems hostile to our interest should add fury to our resistance. The only hitch is that New Yorkers aren't as smart and tough as everybody thinks. Our savvy, pugnacity is an urban legend. When it comes to politics, if you hit us, we beg and plead, do it again. Terrorists knocked down the World Trade Center and killed nearly 2,800 people. We can't get it together to build a proper memorial, but our mayor and other polls roll over when Obama wants to bring some of the killers here for a show trial in the shadow of Ground Zero, no less. The Amen Coroner cheers and shouts shouts out for more pain. Please, Mr. President, shut down our city. Make it a target again. Anything you want, sir. We are ready to give the 9/11 killers the right to mock the dead and threaten the living. We'll pretend that they're innocent until proven guilty. That'll show the terrorists what great folks we are. When faced with any mystery, the best question is always why. And so it is when solving the riddle of Obama's assault on New York and our ego complicity. Take Obama first. He spent 2 years on the Upper West Side as a Columbia student, from which he got into Harvard Law, which helped launch his historic career. Said career was financed in large part by New York money, and after he vanquished our favorite carpetbagger, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Obama got 4.8 million of our votes to only 2.7 million for John McCain. When he was staffing his team, he frequently went for those who, by birth or choice, were New Yorkers. His Secretary of State, his Treasury Secretary, his Attorney General, his Housing Secretary, his Urban Czar, his Car Czar, his Political Director, his Health and Art Leaders. Now, when he turns to New York, is usually with a clenched fist. At least some of the money he's using to bribe other states to buy his healthcare boondoggle is coming from our pockets. He doesn't even ask or bother to say thanks. Governor Patterson estimates the state spends about $55 billion more to Washington than it gets back. And it's getting worse. The Obama agenda is adding mightily to what the late Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan called the balance of payments deficit. None of this would be possible, of course, if our representatives actually stood up for New York. But the men and women who we send to Washington march in liberal lockstep by voting time after time to tax their neighbors at home. So the people in places like Nebraska, Louisiana, and Florida can get a free ride. You see, the plucky polls in those states protect their own. So why do our polls always screw us? Why do our politicians screw us? Because we let them get away with it. Right on. Right on. This is from the New York Post with New York gave Bam our love, but he despises us. This shit angers me. I clenched my fist. I spit on Obama's name. And yet we elect fucking filthy fucking liberals who just want to be treated like kings. Like John Liu, our city's comptroller, the dude that's in charge of making sure that there's no waste in the money, wants to be treated like a king. He wants to be treated like the president. Every time he comes in, he demands a certain amount of respect. In fact, here. This is from The Gothamist about John Liu, our New York City comptroller. He may, you know. Oh, goodness. This is just. Get this article here real quick. New York City Comptroller John Liu takes his job seriously. So seriously, in fact, that he requires his staffers to rise from their chairs when he enters the room and refer to him as Mr. Comptroller. Liu introduced the mandatory formalities in meetings last week, and they already have veteran denizens of the municipal building snickering behind his back, according to the Post. I am making the adjustments myself. I'm used to calling him JL, said his press secretary, Sharon Lee. This is universal for people who have known him for years or people who are meeting him for the first time. Lee said the rules aren't an official policy and that he tells staffers to sit down and refer to their boss as John after the initial formal greeting. Liu was known as John when he was a councilman. John is the same John. He hasn't changed, she added. And at the same time, we want to address the office with the seriousness it demands. How about this? You know, John Liu is in the pocket of Acorn. You know that, right? He's in the pocket of Acorn. Yeah, Christy. He's one of the 30 politicians that are in Acorn's pocket. In fact, in my neighborhood where he had a fucking campaign office for the runoff election, his campaign was completely being run by Acorn. Completely being run by Acorn. They were passing off weed to each other. So a corrupt politician and a corrupt NGO. Great. Fucking fantastic. Wonderful. And he gets elected. Because New York City, now with all these motherfucking monkey bastards moving in, that they think they're so fucking enlightened, also known as hipsters, coming from the Midwest thinking, oh, well, I'm going to vote for this person. I'm going to vote for him because he's progressive. He's a Democrat. So all Democrats are bad. Republicans are... all Democrats are good. Republicans are bad. I voted conservative straight down the line. Because I looked at what they stood for. And they made the most sense. Save money. Cut waste. Save money. Cut waste. No. We can't have that. It's fucking sickening. Yeah, now we got all these fucking Democrats and what? Well, our mayor's Republican. We have him. And what they're doing, they're looting. They are looting. They're stealing from New Yorkers. And we're allowing it to happen. Liberal bullshit. If I freaking start spouting the shit that I'm saying, that I believe, and it's not shit. I shouldn't have said shit, but if I start reciting everything that I believe, people are like, oh, you talk like a Republican. Oh my God. You mean it's wrong to cut spending, cut waste, save money. Get rid of redundant offices. This is why I voted for Stephen A. Christopher. This is why I voted not Republican. I voted conservative. Conservatives will save you money. Conservatives are not controlled by the Republican Party. No, no. At least my guy got, well, he got like 0.3% of the vote, third place. Everybody wanted, freaking fucking people voted for Fred Thompson, even though he's just as big as a fucking crook as what the fuck's our mayor's name? Bloomberg? Hey, we got John from We Are Change Hamburg. What's up? Yeah, we got this monkey fuck who's probably gonna be looting pretty damn soon. He's going to be looting, he's going to be getting another piece of the action. Because, you know, anyone who goes with the party line, you know, goes with the party line, oh, you know, do whatever Bloomberg wants. Bloomberg takes care of them. So, John Liu is going to be a rare rich man if he doesn't do his job. Fuck, this is why I want to move out of New York, because this shit is just re-fucking-diculous. Ridiculous. And to get angry with it is to be called a racist, is to be called a bigot, is to be called ignorant, to speak out against corruption? I don't give a fuck if they're Democrats! I don't! Why the fuck? fuck do I have to put up with this? And just because my neighborhood got gentrified and all these asshats don't know their fucking heads, their ass from their elbows, and yet they're supposed to be more enlightened than I am? Oh, Obama's doing a good job. Oh, wide-eyed and looking like they just came out of a fucking cult. They are wide-eyed. Oh, yeah, we're gonna... Dude, you know where I can score some coke? Yeah, at the store for $1.25 or for 20 ounces. Oh, you mean cocaine? Oh, because I'm brown, right? I should know where the drugs are. Oh, how fucking progressive you are. Let me guess, you voted for Fred Thompson. Yeah, oh yeah, right. You know he was stealing money when he was a politician in New York. Yes, yes, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, but he's black. Yeah, alright, yeah, very good. And you know what? I just read an article how Obama wants to get rid of Pattison. I want to get rid of Pattison too. He's a fucking scumbag. He's overtaxing everybody, which why it kind of fucking surprises me that Obama wants him out. Why the fuck? I mean, I am fucking livid. I am fucking frustrated. I walk around pissed the hell off. I walk around with my fist clenched on how fucking toxic this city has become. At least back in the 80s. At least back in the 80s when people were shooting each other, we had the right to freaking carry guns and protect ourselves. At least that's when New York City was freaking viewed as, oh shit, that's a rough city. Don't fuck with New Yorkers. We deal with too much. No, 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 no. Yo, alright, well, let me give a big shout out to Jay. What up, Jay? How you doing? There you go. God, let me, well, man, now that we're doing shout-outs, let me take a quick break. I'm going over. Let me take a quick break. This is, we'd like to give a big shout-out to Kev, Christy, Truth Brigade, Casper, thanks, Casper, you're the man. Everybody else, I'd like to, We Are Change Hamburg, John, he's in the chat room, what's up? In the crowdshotradio.com/listen live chat room. We got Kev. He's in the talk show chat room. What's up, Kev? Love you, sweetie. We're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna freaking calm myself down, have a beer, and perhaps jack off a little bit to relax myself. No, I'm just kidding. Here it goes.
This segment of the Crowdshot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrowdshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crowdshot Radio Show sent you.
Oh, yeah.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept. These are 10 points to look out. Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. corporate farms, regional planning, government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now in the United States, in the Constitutional Republic of the United States? Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I gotta cry.
He's Barack Obama, he's out to save the day.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama,
Barack
Obama,
Barack
Obama.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. I'd rather die than live down on my knees. Bury me like a soldier with my dignity! Welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. And today it looks like I'm fucking taking an AK-47 and shooting them off at this point. Oh god, I'm fucking pissed off. Anyways, this one next story should have been a good story. Should have had a happy ending. Should have been able to help millions of people, or thousands of people, whoever. But of course, the government has to protect you. Has to be the overprotective parent. New Jersey medical bill weeds out homegrown. There is no self-service in New Jersey, not for gas. And under the state's new medical marijuana measure, not for grass. Unlike the 14 states that have legalized medical marijuana, New Jersey will not let residents grow their own, according to the bill that passed the legislature Monday night. You know what? They're probably giving these people GMO pot, which doesn't have as much THC to help heal them. I bet. It's probably going to be some whack-ass shit, which means these people are still going to have to get it through illegal means. Instead of those suffering from a short list of severe conditions, including cancer, AIDS, and Lou Gehrig's disease, will be able to get a prescription from their doctor to register for that right to purchase weed at state-regulated dispensaries. These alternative treatment centers, which can be either nonprofit organizations or for-profit ventures, will be licensed to grow and distribute of various strains of cannabis that can be developed to alleviate suffering from a range of conditions. Patients will be limited to 2 ounces per month. How many people... I mean, look, the potheads that are listening... 2 ounces ain't enough to cure anything. Am I right? I mean, I'll wait for a response. But yeah. But anyways, back to the article. During the course of the day, they want to use an energetic strain that keeps people sharp, and at night a different one, said marijuana expert Chris Conrad, who teaches at Oaksterdam University in California. The legislators probably do not realize the sheer number of strains the dispensaries will need to carry. Unlike California, we're having suffered through a single episode of Jersey Shore might qualify someone for medical marijuana. The measure is considered to the most stringent in the nation. Perhaps too strict, said Roseanne Scotty, director of the Drug Policy Alliance of New Jersey. If it is too costly and too restrictive, people may not want open centers, she said. Outgoing Governor John Corzine is expected to leave office on a high note when he signs the bill into law. But after that, state officials will need to hash out details. Although the measure limits medical marijuana conditions, there is a provision to add others to the list. And advocates expect the drug will be available to those suffering from many more ailments in years to come. Years to come. And medical marijuana passed the New York Assembly Health Committee yesterday, but it still has hurdles to clear. If a patient and a physician are in agreement that the most effective way of controlling their symptoms is marijuana, government should not stand in the way of treatment, Assemblyman Reed Gottfried said. Of course not. Of course. It ain't gonna be enough. Of course it's never fucking enough. Oi. Alrighty. Let me add Christy. Because she can't hear for some reason. Oh my god. Alright, calling Krusty, so that way she can hear, and she's listening, yay. Anyways, oh man, two measly ounces, I mean, Krusty, can 2 ounces, I know she's able to listen, but can 2 ounces cure anything? Is two ounces enough to do anything?
Yeah. Okay. To do anything, what do you mean to do? Two ounces enough to do what?
To alleviate the pain of Lou Gehrig's disease, AIDS, cancer.
2 ounces sounds quite a bit excessive. I mean, you know, over a period of time, of course, but the benefits you receive are instantaneous.
Okay, well, two ounces a month, though. Is that enough?
Enough? Well, yeah, sounds like somebody's having a good time.
Oh, okay. See, I guess I have no concept of size then.
Well, you know, my internet booted me, and so I couldn't hear anything up until you called me, so I'm sorry. I really didn't understand the question or what specifically you were talking about.
Oh, well, the context is New Jersey recently legalized medical marijuana.
Amen. Finally.
Okay, but the people can't grow their own marijuana, and it's only a short list of people with the conditions of AIDS, Lou Gehrig, AIDS, cancer, and Lou Gehrig's disease. That's it.
Well, see, you know, this whole, I have to say, I mean, I'm glad that certain states are taking steps in the right direction, but I don't believe there should be any control over what an individual chooses to do or put into their body, especially medicine-wise. And, you know, those diagnoses, well, I mean, anyone can have one. Just keep drinking your tap water and drinking the Kool-Aid, and you'll end up with all that stuff. However, it does so many other things. And, you know, I mean, we know about how Prohibition and DuPont and, you know, they would have wiped out their plastics industry, of course. And, you know, then you're talking clothing and medicine and medicine that's been used since the beginning of time. But I'm not for any control from the government over what one decides to do. And, you know, if you want to shoot heroin or whatever, it's none of my business. I don't have to agree with what everybody chooses to do with their body, but it's also none of my business, and nobody has any business telling anyone what to do or how much to smoke or why you're allowed to smoke or why you're allowed to eat this, or, you know, it's just silly.
Yeah, right. I mean, this is just like nanny laws, aren't they?
Well, yeah, this is the thing, and I know there's a good argument for both sides. Like, the pro-hemp movement will say, oh, legalize it, and you'll get an extra $7 billion a year in tax revenue, which is true, but I don't agree with that either, because it's the government running all the illegal drugs anyways in the first place, so they just don't want to give it up, which is why they're trying to put it in their control. And, you know, in the places it's legalized, that you have to go to a specific place, and you have to purchase. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I was blown away when I saw the dispensaries in California and the prices, and you pay tax, and you sign up. But then they let the feds go in and shut them all down anyways. So it's just a game. People are still going to jail. People are still losing their families. People are still, you know, having lives destroyed and having to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, 20-year-old kids smoking a joint, going to jail, you know, having an ounce and going to jail for the rest of their lives, not able to vote, not able to get a job. But, you know, Jesse Ventura and the rest of the CIA can run in millions and dollars of drugs every year. So, you know, this whole government control thing is just, you know, it doesn't make sense to me at all. I don't agree with it. But I am happy that people are learning about its effectiveness. But, you know, if you really want to look at the irony, what's funny about this is states like California and other ones, and many cities in California, in fact, they've banned smoking cigarettes entirely, like the city of Del Mar or even the city of El Cajon, where you're not allowed to smoke in your own home or anywhere outside, not just indoors. And that's really silly, too. So, oh, you can smoke pot if you do this, but you're not allowed to smoke a cigarette. And it's, you know, our lives are being totally controlled, like we're little marionettes, and we have to be told what to do at every moment of every day, and what's good for us. And, you know, my smoking thing, obviously smoking cigarettes will kill you. No, duh! They put over 4,000 chemicals in it. They know these are carcinogens. But they want you to be afraid of the tobacco, when in fact at all, it's not the tobacco. Tobacco also has many medicinal uses. You know, I think hemp has more. I know they do. The medical studies show. The medical industries know that it works. But they don't want you to know that, because you got to keep popping those pills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, on top of that, oh, goodness. What was the last point I was about to say about this? Because, I forgot. Well, I mean, you can't grow it. It's only, like, what, four diseases you have to have? You know, what about the other diseases that could cure?
It's tumors, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. What about all these people, you know, they're diagnosing bipolar and depression and anxiety like crazy? Smoke a bowl, dude. It's all good. Nobody has ever died. You can't OD. And in fact, studies show that you will live longer. And a study in UK did stone drivers and sober drivers, and stone drivers were safer.
Yeah, and you know, actually, it's not in this article, but I also read about the New Jersey bill that insurances are not required to pay for pot, even if it's prescribed by a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They're not required to. So, yeah, so people are going to be paying out their own pockets for this.
Yeah, and you'll pay about $75 for a quarter of something green. You can get, occasionally they'll have yucky stuff that's, you know, maybe around 30 or 40, but really it's a crock, because they're actually going to end up making more money controlling it, and then of course more control than the way it is now.
Yeah, and you know,
here's that article, by the way, the stone drivers or safe drivers, posted that in the chat.
Alrighty, yeah, but on top of that, oh, hold on, we got a call from New York. New York, what's up? Hello? Yo.
Fucking bastards, you made me fucking wait 5-10 minutes.
Well, I should have made you wait the whole fucking 1 hour, you fucking son of a bitch.
Wow. Right. Morning.
Look, I'm not gonna try to break this discussion.
Alright.
You guys can go right back to it. I just had to make a few comments.
Alright.
So I was watching Fox News, you know? That's the only real news that's out.
Fuck yourself. No, I'm just kidding.
Real news?
Why, I can't watch Fox News?
Well, it's the only real news? You don't really believe that, do you?
Well, hold on a second. Wait, they're paying me to say this. Hold on. I gotta make sure.
Okay, alright. Because watching it is different than saying it's real.
Hold on a second. Wait. So anyway, so I was watching Fox News, right? So you see what's going on in Haiti, right?
Yeah.
So they wanted to get, like, a special expert to make us understand what the whole nature or what happened to the Haitians. So they brought on Muhammad Ali. Because he shakes, you know, forks in.
Yeah.
Oh, shaking her quick.
Yeah.
No? No?
Yeah.
I didn't hit a tone? No?
Yeah.
No? Nothing?
Okay. All right, hold on.
All right, fine. I got to kill myself. All right, come on. Set it up.
Oh, you want the car crash?
For Allah!
There you go, happy. Alright, keep going.
That's pretty much. I really don't got any other Haitian jokes. So, you know, what's the difference between a buried alive or a buried dead Haitian?
What?
24 hours. Hey, come on.
Anything else?
I'm working without a rope over here. Huh?
Anything else?
No, the other day, you know, I was a little hungry, so I went to
I had to do it early.
Fuck yeah, I went to Carvel's. I said, you know, can I have a Haitian shake? And it came with a UN aid pamphlet, so...
Damn, pile up. Alrighty, back to pot. What do you think of pot? Oh, he hung up? Hey, you hung up, alright. Oh, that was entertaining a little bit, not. Hello, Christy?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't know he hung up. I was just kind of hanging out.
Yeah. Oh, man. trust me, I'm going to be coming out with even worse Haitian jokes in the coming days, so. Oh, man. So, yeah, there you go. Pot. Pot is good for you, but not if it's government control. Bottom line.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. You know, health reform taxes marriage too. Again, this is from the New York Post, which I'm finding a lot of good articles, which is surprising the hell out of me, because the New York Post was like a tabloid rag for a while. The more Americans learn about this health care package, the more they hate it. The more Democrats learn about how much Americans hate their health care plan, the more they close ranks and tell each other, we absolutely need to pass health care to win in November. It's the oddest political dynamic I've ever seen, says Maggie Gallagher. Everyday Americans learn more things to hate about this plan. Take the new marriage tax this bill imposes. According to Martin Vaughn, writing in the Wall Street Journal, an unmarried couple making $25,000 each will have to pay between $1,500 to $2,000 more if they decide to marry. Why do the Democrats want to tax marriage? It makes no sense at all. When Democrats scrapped the Botox for the tanning bed tax, they argued that tanning is harmful to people's health. So why penalize marriage, which all the studies show is good for the health of men, women, and especially newborn babies? Bullshit. Men die first.
Well, that's another one of those things. Marriage should not be regulated by the government.
Yeah. Yeah, gays should never have a chance to marry.
That's, you know, come on. What do people not understand about individual rights? Unalienable rights. Everybody has the choice to choose what they want to do as long as they're not hurting anyone else. Why would anybody care what someone else is doing in their bedroom?
It's gross, Christy. It doesn't say gays have the right to do anything. In fact, gays don't have freedom of speech. It's not in there. It's not spelled out.
No, because you're separating individuals. You're separating into groups. And we're all people, and that's what all these groups and everyone is missing. It's not gay rights, straight rights, these rights, those rights. No, it's for everyone. And if you can't accept other people also being able to make their own decision, then you don't deserve to either.
Ew.
Ew, I know. It makes sense, though, right?
No, it doesn't.
Why would you be able to expect to have whatever you want, but not someone else?
Because I like girls.
Oh, because you're better than everyone else.
Damn Skippy, I'm better than everybody else.
Well, I like guys. I mean, girls are cool too, but, you know, when it comes to that, I like guys, so am I less than you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's right. I forgot. I'm a woman.
That's right. I keep it consistent.
Yeah, so everybody who agrees with you and lives their life exactly the way you do, they deserve to be free, but not those other crazies.
Not too free. I deserve most of the freedom, because there's not enough freedom to go around.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you considered asserting that individually instead of waiting for a piece of paper to give it to you or some other power monger?
Nah, I'll get shy.
Well, then that's called cowardice, and you trade liberty for security? Hello? You know, that just doesn't make sense. It's people need to assert themselves and say, no, I am not your slave. You are not the boss of me. This is my life.
That is true.
Yes, this is true. So. Anybody waiting for a piece of paper or some politician to save them, you know what? You deserve the pain. You deserve getting screwed. It's just the way it is. Sorry. Have a backbone. Stand up and say no. You're in fear of being shot? Well, then you're always going to be begging them for soup. And go for it, but it's not my cup of tea.
Okay, well, I'll save you a bowl when you come to your senses.
Yeah, well, I grow my own tea, sweetie. I don't need to depend on anyone else.
Says you. You're a woman. You can't do nothing.
That's right. I've heard that.
Yeah.
It's... You should try it sometime, though. You might like it. I mean, being capable and efficient and responsible and healthy and free is actually the most empowering feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm. Actually adding something to this country, huh?
Well, you know, I absolutely. I really do believe if people were more self-sufficient and more responsible and gave up their stupid illusory fears and really stood up and meant it and actually followed through, of course all the problems would be solved. I mean, you know, it's silly to me that when I hear shows that people are complaining about all these bad people and all these bad corporations and everyone screwing us over, yet we still go out and support their corporations. Yet we still send them our illegal income taxes. We're still funding them. We're still paying for that mainstream media that we're sitting here complaining about. That doesn't make any sense to me.
But Christy, Star how East, else would I...
Then there's nobody for them to lie to.
How else would I watch my 24?
Well, you know, it's a choice. And it is a fact that you can be completely hypnotized by the boob tube. They don't call it programming for nothing. Okay? In 5 minutes, 30 minutes, you are gone. Never mind the subliminal messages every 35 frames or perhaps even more with the new HDTV. It's just silly. You want to, I mean... I'm not saying that you're selling your soul. I'm just speaking in general. Those that, if that's more important, then that's cool. But don't you dare try to take my rights away.
Mm-hmm. Long story short, the government is taxing people who want to get married to pay for health care.
Well, that's the stupid people that ask the government for permission to get married. Do you understand that if we just said, no, sorry, I'm not your property, do you think they could really go chase 300 million Americans?
Yes.
Do you think I'm going to ask the government for permission when I get married?
You're getting married?
Well, I don't know. Maybe at some point in my life, sweetie.
No. No.
I know, but I'm not your grandma, Louie. I am a living, breathing goddess. And, yeah, I won't be single the rest of my life.
No.
I know.
No.
I'll be here and I'll wait for you.
You belong to the world.
Yes. I'm there to be everybody's little novelty and...
No. It's like how Indiana Jones says, you belong in a museum.
Yes. Well, I've been there, done that.
It's for all to enjoy. The Temple of Womb.
Tantra temple? Or a real museum,
the Temple of Womb.
Well, what's wrong with the San Diego Sports Museum Hall of Champions? I'm pretty happy in that museum.
Oh, you there?
I am.
Really? For what?
Softball.
Oh, wow.
I had the record for... Well, actually, I was a pitcher, and the only pitcher that batted with... I led the league in home runs, triples, doubles. I had a .685 batting average, pitched every single game, and had the most no-hit innings back-to-back. They followed me around every game. Oh, and took them to the very first tourney ever won by pitching every single game, like 4 or 5 games a day in the heat. So, yeah, anyways, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but can you do an overhanded curveball?
Louis, I guarantee you don't want to play ball with me.
I'll play ball with you, woman.
Look, I'm not trying to... I love to see grown men cry, but I'm just putting it out there. Trust me.
Hey, I was the fat dude that they put in shortstop, and I never dropped the ball. Bring it!
You know what? Go look at my Facebook page and all my old high school and college friends and summer baseball. In fact, our college team, we played against the baseball team. And they, to this day, they won't touch me. There were a few that got a couple broken fingers and black eyes trying to volunteer to catch for me. Yep, you'll see every time they post on my or on my homepage that they're, you know, they still bring that up. So anyways, yeah, Louie, I love to see grown men cry, and I will definitely bring balls, gloves, and bats when we come see you.
Damn Skippy. You ain't got nothing.
The girls down there said it's on.
It's on.
It is on.
You know what? You're not going to be dealing with your normal, normal run-of-the-mill crackers that you played with. I'm going to bring a whole bunch of Puerto Ricans, and these are not your normal Puerto Ricans. These
Louie, I can't wait.
These motherfuckers don't got a future.
While you're at it, I'll kick their ass boxing, street fighting, too, five at a time.
Nah, they use knives, son, and they throw dirt in your eyes. They cheat.
It don't matter, Louie.
Again, these are not your run-of-the-mill Puerto Ricans. These motherfuckers are locked up. They don't got a future. They don't care.
I say bring it on.
Right? It's been brought. Hold on.
Bring it on. Watch me, and you will not be the first man that has been surprised.
Okay, well, you know, and then if we're losing, we cheat, and we throw dirt in your eyes, and we knock shit over, and we run away. So.
Yeah, Louie's being silly again.
You're a cripple! You're a big-headed, biscuit-headed little monkey child.
I guarantee my 10-year-old would kick your ass. Hey,
she can't do nothing. I'll use her to scrub my toilets with her head as a Brillo pad.
Louie, you're so funny. You have no idea what you're getting into.
I know exactly what I do. I've been in worse situations.
Just promise me after we kick your ass, you tell the truth, and this audio is still posted where you said it wouldn't happen.
It ain't gonna happen.
All right.
We're going to go to a batting cage. What's your problem? Oh, well. What you going to do about it? Huh? What you going to do about it? Huh? You
can't or even soccer. These little white girls, including the Q-tip, can kick your guys' butts in soccer any day.
We Puerto Ricans don't play soccer.
Oh, that's right. Well, they'll beat you at football, too.
Well, we don't play football that much.
Or basketball. Or handball.
Well, you know, I know how to steal a ball, but I don't know how to shoot. typical Puerto Rican.
I sucked at basketball.
I used to steal the basketball from the, like, 6-foot black kids, and they'd be like, what the hell just happened? I just stole the ball. What the hell? I'm Puerto Rican. Don't worry about it. I got some hubcaps, too, I'm selling.
All right, and I've got some beachfront property in Arizona, too, that I'm going to give you.
Beachfront in Arizona? Isn't Arizona landlocked? Don't play with me.
Louie, you're quick.
Don't play with me.
Not.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, buddy. She's trying to give me sand front, pretty much. It's like, it's a... The middle of the desert, just like here's a jug full of water.
Yeah, right on the ocean, man.
What ocean?
In Arizona, it's beachfront property.
Where? There's no water in Arizona.
Exactly, and none in your argument either.
I'll knock you out.
Prove it.
I cheat.
Oh. You're going to need to, but it ain't going to work.
Anyways, I got to take a quick break. I also got to play some music. I'm overboard. So, yeah, this is the Crutch Out Radio Show, kicking issues in the balls and getting all silly and shit. For no apparent reason. We're just getting silly now. It's Friday. Enjoy.
This segment of the Crutch Out Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat. 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrutchoutradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crutch Out Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture. Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government, and your health officials public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This holiday season,
instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens' Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept.
These are 10 points to look out.
Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now? In the United States. In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crack Shot Radio Show.
When you visit the Crack Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crack Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrackShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crack Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Ebony Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern at CrackShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69. An additional 2,000 bonus points only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I gotta cry.
He's Barack Obama. He's on to save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Yeah, welcome back to the Crack Shot Radio Show. We're going to play this song by La Vision, or The Vision. This song is called Tantas Ganas. So, yeah, sit back and relax and enjoy. That was La Vision with his song Tantas Ganas. Yo, Joe, my boy Joel, a.k.a. La Vision, yo, he's looking for a manager. If you want to make some money, definitely hit him up. He's, book him. Book him to your club. He's fantastic. Check out his stuff on ReverbNation.com/LaVision or LA Vision. Spelled the same way, La Vision. So yeah, ReverbNation.com/LaVision. And also tonight on Christy's show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, she's going to be talking about Monsanto takes Center for Food Safety legal victory to the highest court. So, astrology and astrology tonight?
Sorry, Larry, that was just an article. But yeah, tonight's show is about astrology here on the new moon.
Speaking about new moons, I heard, forget it.
No, I'm not showing you my moon, but Dr. Maru Dana of StarlightJournal.com or MoonJournaling.com will be explaining what astrology really is, its place throughout history, what it means. What does it mean that we're in a new moon cycle right now? What does it mean when Mercury and Mars go retrograde next week? And if you are just learning about astrology, it'll be an awesome show.
Alrighty. I don't know what to say to that. I don't know.
Yay, truthbrigade.com, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday.
Alrighty, we got that out the way.
Got that out.
Got that. You gotta tell them people at American Freedom Radio to update your banner. It still says Monday through Thursday.
I know. It's I will send another email, thanks.
Yeah, tell Danny to stop being gay too.
Come on.
That
why don't you start being nice?
Why should I be nice when everyone's acting like dickheads?
Who's acting like a dickhead, Louie? Let's break it down.
We got you really want to get through this again?
Yeah, who's a dickhead?
Okay, let's start off with Danny. I made you
what?
Yeah, let's start off with Danny. I made you perfect, fantastic promos.
Danny is not an asshole. And yes, you made the thing, but by the time I got it to him, it was the wrong length, time, I guess. It was supposed to be like 10 seconds or something.
All right. And
then, another one made.
And then I redid it. I gave him 10 seconds, and, you know, now it's what's going on
it
the next...
It was too late. You can't blame Danny. It's
yes,
just the way it is.
Well, he could always change it, because, you know, that the thing that they did for you with that chick saying talking, it's crap. It's crap.
Okay.
There's no love in it. There is no love in it.
I am never gonna grade anyone's artwork, but
that's not art. That's not art. That's crap. That's half-assed bullshit.
Clearly,
and you know it.
That's your opinion, and it's okay. You're perfectly entitled to it. Love you anyways.
It's
but
half-assed. I wish I had the example of it so that way I could play it now. But, I mean, come on, look, this is what I play on my show. It's 10 seconds exactly, because I redid it, and I did it the same day, and it was like, oh, it's too late.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m.
It
Central,
is cool.
Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very cool, and you know what, just for you, Louie, I'm going to ask if we can play it, since the music is changing and stuff, and we'll see.
I'm a stab.
How about that? Is that fair?
Yeah, I'm gonna stab Danny in the heart. Watch.
Okay, but first of
then,
all,
and then this is what I made for Time for Hemp and.
Yo, but wait! Why are you saying Danny's an asshole? You don't know him. He's never done anything to you.
Okay, I'm just saying it's from what I'm hearing about him.
No, you're just feeling left out. And not loved. And that's all, so admit it. And so you want to take it out on him like it's his fault or he did something wrong. And he didn't do anything wrong. In fact, he's been nothing but you know, wonderful to me, and my goodness, giving me an ability to talk about the subjects we talk about. I am so grateful.
All right, fine, but this is not what I'm
asking. I think you should be friends. I think you should introduce yourself.
This is not from what I'm hearing with from Caspa, so...
Oh, well, you know, there's always two sides to every story, and that's why gossip is no good. It rots your soul.
Then, okay, and then let's start off with Paul, then.
Yes, why don't you try to diss another one of my brothers? Yeah, that's going to go over well.
I'm not dissing them. Look, and yet I just spoke about... I spoke to, about this with another friend.
Yo, it's cool. I don't care. You do whatever you want with your free time, but I'm going to love my brothers and my free time.
I'm not saying... I'm not affecting your
free time. So there's nothing that you can do or say to convince me that these people don't have a heart of gold.
I'm not trying to
convince you. And I love them, and that's just all there is to it.
I'm not trying to stop you from doing anything. I'm really not. I'm just trying to explain to you why they got me pissed off.
Okay, but nobody did anything to you. These are people that, I mean, God, especially Paul. Do I have to bitch you out again? I mean, seriously, are you ready for another bitch slap?
No, absolutely not.
I don't want to embarrass you on the air. I'm just saying,
look, my show, I have a certain set of rules. I have a certain set of rules for how I do my show, how I keep my show organized, and other people.
Anybody use their music anytime, anything they told you, you just like the other six billion on the planet that are allowed to also use their music without filling out a damn application. I mean, there's really. It's just silly.
My house, my rules.
Okay, well, it's cool. People that believe that their word is good and like to deal with people that also...
I don't know Paul from Adam.
We just deal with people with hearts of gold and have fun there, and you go play with people that want to threaten you and live in fear and see a potential lawsuit or fight or something around every corner. Go for it.
Yeah, well, everything has to be a fight because look, this is my house, my rules. I don't go to Paul's house and fucking take a crap on his sofa and
look, I'm so sorry. I tried to introduce you to a wonderful brother with a heart of gold.
I'm sorry that you want to fight about it,
and I'm sorry that you're letting it consume you because these are good freaking people.
Well, I don't know that, and apparently he's proven.
Hey, but I do.
He's proven otherwise, though.
Oh, Louie, you're not going to convince me.
I'm not trying to convince you.
We've been there, done that. I love Paul, and that's the way it is. There, Amberly just ran upstairs.
Amberly don't know nothing.
I know more than you.
You don't know jack crap. Stop thinking so highly of yourself.
Now Samantha came up the stairs. You're in big trouble now.
Ooh, that's just that teenage crab going up and through your head.
How good they are.
You're big.
Hey, Louie, why don't you drag down here and come try to kick my ass?
What for?
Oh, wait, that's right. You don't drive.
I hate you. I hate you all.
Stop picking on good people. Deal with like real stuff. Okay?
Oh, you mean like Marcus Allen?
Let me see the smoking gun evidence. I mean, and
which part?
The fact that she's a bad person because she has a job.
Oh, you mean Kristen?
Yeah. What's the smoking gun?
I don't have any smoking gun evidence on Kristen that she's a total fraud.
Oh well, that's another dickhole I want to deal with.
Well, he's an appropriate person. He's going around attacking and hurting people. Danny and Paul are not.
Well, let me explain it without you interrupting me. Let me explain without you interrupting me. I'm going to explain. The reason why Paul had pissed me off so bad, and it still pisses me off so bad, is because if the roles were reversed, and let's say I was visiting Paul in his house, and he had certain rules on what not to do in his own house, I would have respected him. I would have respected him and his house and his rules. He didn't respect my house. He came in, he's like, this is how it goes on in somebody else's house. It's right here, it's right for you. Here you go. And I've explained this to many people, and they're like, wait a minute. It's your show, you run it how you want. If he can't respect that, fuck him. And this is why it still pisses me off, because look, I would have gave him the highest respect he is entitled to as another man.
Okay, whatever. You love rules, and you love being rigid, and you love having... I mean, it's cool.
You know what?
It's your rules, and certain people can choose to not play with you. It's all good.
Okay, all right. So, Christy, so can I come over to your house and just wreck shit, because it's right? Would you
stop? Nobody did anything to you.
No, I mean, look, but that's the thing. You know, the rule. You know, you run your show the way you want, correct? I mean, if I was to come call on your show and like, oh, let's kill the Jews, let's kill the Jews, let's kill the Jews, you'll stop me, would you? Would you? Yes or no?
Louis, you know,
answer the question.
Let you know when I disagree, but I don't like to argue, and I certainly don't tell people what to say or not say or what to do, and it's just you.
I mean,
I respect you, and I respect other people, and it's okay. I don't need to agree with you, though. It's okay. That doesn't mean I'm going to go around telling people what to do.
Well, look, but on your show, a lot of times you've cut people off, and you know, like, okay, that's enough. If they go too far. Yeah.
When? When? Name once.
Marcus Allen?
No. It's called We Went to Break. And I asked him, do you have any more questions? No, that's all. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
So that's not true. I don't even cut you off with your prank calls.
Yeah, then who does then? I know somebody else does. If it's not you, it's somebody else at American Freedom Radio. So they have their rules. I understand.
Nobody cuts anyone off on my show.
That's why you couldn't hear. I was still talking when I got cut off. I mean, I could still hear, but you didn't hear what the gems that I was coming out with. And I'm like, oh damn, I got cut off.
No, we couldn't hear you. We couldn't. And I thought it. I only figured out it was you because it was unavailable and we heard all that music, and I'm figuring you're like, I don't know, playing a song or something. I don't know what that was, but we honestly couldn't hear you.
Yeah.
I don't know what the archive sounds like, but yeah, I heard you say
but either way,
God love, and I don't know if it's your microphone or what it was, but no, we couldn't hear you. There's nothing I can do about that.
Okay, well, that's my beef with Paul. And
Paul didn't cut you off my show.
I'm just trying to end this line of things so I can move on now.
Paul is a beautiful person.
Says you. That's your opinion because you were privileged to have a good relationship with him. He started off on the wrong foot with me, so
by giving you and six billion other people on the planet the ability to use their music anytime.
I'm sorry, it doesn't protect me from not getting sued.
Really? Have they ever sued anyone?
I don't know.
No, they haven't. Go Google their name. Look at hundreds of videos that everybody makes with their music.
And I'm sorry, I can't.
How many radio shows? People use them for their ads, their intros, their everything. It's just, that's poker face. They love and trust everyone, and they give you their gift.
I'm sorry, but I can't. Well, you know, I don't.
And more people should be that way. Some man around the corner that's trying to hurt you or sue you. It's not that. That's not the real world. The real world is love and honesty and integrity.
Not anymore. Maybe it used to be, but not anymore.
Maybe not on your block, but that's cool. You can break out of that. It's just a choice.
Everybody's all in it. Everybody's in it for themselves. Everybody's trying to screw somebody in.
Oh,
you know, especially in this movement.
Everybody?
Movement. Yes.
Okay, Louie, who are you trying to screw?
What, me personally?
Yeah, you said everybody, didn't you? So we'll just start with you. Who are you trying to screw?
Okay, in a positive way, well, I'm trying to expose somebody in this movement, and that's a form of screwing over.
Oh, come on.
And you know many people who I'm trying to screw over because they've screwed me over.
Okay, but why don't you let that go and stop reciprocating that negative energy? I mean, it's just going to be get more negative energy.
It's called self-defense, Christy. It's called...
No. You've got a dude at your door with a gun or a knife threatening your life. That's self-defense.
Yeah, but then you have to prevent... You have to make measures to prevent such a thing.
Yeah, you do that by owning a gun or learning self-defense, okay? But going out and attacking people is not self-defense. You're just feeding that negative energy, which is exactly what the people want. That's what the so-called leaders, all these people orchestrating these divides, want. So you're giving them what they want by fighting with these provocateurs that are put there for you to fight with, specifically just to distract people from the real issues.
Okay, what does this have to do with Paul trying to be king shit?
Oh, God. Okay, you're more concerned with Paul than you are with Rockefeller. Okay, all right. Look, he forgot about you long ago. It's just these little issues, these personality conflicts are not the real world, and it's not solving any problems.
All right. Fine. You win. You're smarter than me. Happy?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bow down now.
Yes. Fine. But if people are interested, just visit my new site, Paul from PokerFaceSucksDick.com. I'm just kidding.
Shut up.
Look at it right now.
No, I'm
yes.
not. No.
Check it out.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Bullshit. Show me the link.
Yeah, all right.
Show it to me.
Okay, here. Hold on, I'm going to put it in the chat room.
You are not.
Yes, I am.
If you did that, Louie, come on.
Oh, you're going to be surprised.
Okay, that's not a link.
Oh, goodness. Copy and paste.
Very funny.
What happened?
Good. Don't let it consume you. Move on from the hate and anger and fear. Just block it out of your life.
Oh,
refocus your vision. Switch out of those frequencies. Unless, of course, you love hate and anger and fear and fighting. That's cool, too. Not telling you what to do, but I am telling you that you don't have to be there.
Apparently, you don't know what it's like to be a Puerto Rican.
Oh, Louie, come on. You can make up any excuse you want. And it's, you know, apparently you don't know what it's like to be a woman. Apparently you don't know what it's like to be disabled. Apparently you don't know what it's like to be a single mother. Apparently you don't know what it's like to be a divorced single mother. Apparently, I mean, come on. You know, that's just ridiculous. It's not... These are all excuses and divides and things that people hold on to. And, you know, we mentioned the culture thing, cult... You're okay. We gotta break that divide.
Oh, we Puerto Ricans, we swing for the fences. We know how to hold a grudge.
You have the same choices as everybody else.
We hold a
Your
grudge.
Your blood does not make you or make anger and fighting a necessity or a justification. Sorry.
Oh, trust me. There's a kid that I know 20 years ago that I need to kick his ass for what he did to me in first grade.
Louie, get over it. It's not hurting. Your anger is not hurting him. It's hurting you. You know, people who are angry and stuff, they end up with things like pancreatic cancer, heart disease, colon cancer. I mean, this is what hate does. Let it go. Those people 20 years ago or a week ago or a year ago, whatever, they don't care. Move on and stop letting it consume you.
Okay, I'm going to go to GoDaddy right now.
Yay, and what's GoDaddy going to do for you, baby?
Sell me a thing so that way I can make a domain name.
Oh, God, you are serious. You know what?
fine.
What about changing your circumstances a little?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, well, our show the other night, you thought it was such a crazy idea for people to follow their heart and not slave for the man, given all the statistics and proof that, you know, you're not going to get rich, you're going to die, you're going to be miserable, and, you know, I personally think following your heart is a good idea, but, you know, you're in an awesome situation to follow your heart or do something different. Consuming your time, spending your energy on negative efforts and setting up websites and going after people that have nothing to do with the Patriot Act or 9/11 or all the issues that you're concerned with, it's silly. It's a waste of time. Don't you see? We don't get that time back. These moments that we've wasted, these hours on your show right now or the 2 hours, I mean, we don't ever get those moments back. They're gone forever. Use them the best way imaginable and choose to consume yourself with loving intentions, things that make your heart sing, things that make you feel good, not things that, whatever, I'm not telling you what to do. Consider it, though, please.
I will, but I just need to stay pissed off for a couple more months and then.
We'll have fun with that. Let me know when you're done.
All right. So, moving on to someone that everyone is okay to hate, Barack Obama.
Who's that?
He's the selected person who was selected to lead us.
Lead who?
America.
Nobody leads me, I'll tell you that right now. I don't recognize these people. Just as I don't recognize people who hurt me 20 years ago.
What are you doing? Why are you spamming the chat?
To erase your negative shit you wrote in there.
What negative shit? What are you talking about?
Your dumb little website domain. Oh, you meanie.
What?
What, you banned me? I can't send messages?
I didn't ban you.
I'm restricted sending messages?
No, oh, that's because you were spamming. Just give it a couple minutes. That. My God.
Okay, so a nice person, sucksdick.com is okay, but 5truthbrigade.coms are not.
Well, hey, I'm not the one who did it. That's how the chat tangle does it. Then give it a few minutes, and it'll let you start posting again. I didn't block you. Are you kidding?
All right, cool. I gotta get to work.
My God. My God. All right. Anyways, we're gonna take a quick break. This is the Crowd Shot Radio Show, pissing the world off one crackheaded musician at a time. Oh, God bless me. I'm precious.
You're gonna die, Lou. You're going straight to hell.
Not in the middle of a commercial, you silly goose. And there is no such place as hell. So there. Haha. You're telling me to go to no place. There is no hell.
Hell.
There is no hell.
You live in hell.
No, I don't.
You are hell.
No, well, okay, thank you. Yes.
You've created your own hell.
And I'm going to give people theirs.
Yay, have fun.
Thank you. This segment of the Crowd Shot Radio Show was... Starting with Marcus Allen. Marcus Allen, he's on the top of the list. There you go.
Who?
Marcus Allen. He's on the top of the list.
Erase him.
He's made on the top of the list.
You become what you fight. Erase the negative energies in your life. They don't exist.
No. Because if you allow shit like that to fester, it grows.
How is it festering? Is he calling you? Is he spamming you? Is he attacking you? Is he threatening you?
No, no, but he's...
I mean, if he does, deal with it at the time, but...
No, no, but he's attacking you, he's spamming you, he's talking shit about you, he's spreading shit.
Yeah, he did, but he's not now, so...
How do you know? You're not watching him. You know he's probably writing shit, him and his little crackheaded team, they're doing shit.
But I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Their world does not matter. They're consumed with the, you know? It doesn't matter. You erase negative energies from your life.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Marcus Allen, he's a little faggot boy, and, you know, he's a little coward, too. He likes to hide behind his computer and do shit, so,
obviously. I mean, I'm a little surprised, and it doesn't feel good when I find out that, you know, people are not as honest as I thought they were, but it's just life. Forget about it. Move on to those who do live in love.
Yeah, me, yeah. I might be a negative little schmuck, but I'm honest about it.
Well, yeah, definitely.
There you go. See?
And entertaining, mildly, at times.
Yo mama. Yo mama, your mind-controlled mama!
Let me see the smoking gun evidence. I mean, and
which part?
The fact that, alright, oh, she's a bad person because she has a job.
Oh, you mean Kristen?
Yeah. What's the smoking gun?
I don't have any smoking gun evidence on Kristen that she's a total fraud.
Well, then what the fuck's the problem, you fucking know-nothing douche? Ugh. Ugh. He's just mad because Kristen doesn't want to sleep with him. And I understand, it gets frustrating. And it is, it's frustrating, it really is, I understand. But move on, my God. There are other chicks out there. Cheat on your wife with somebody else. Yeah, he's married, haha.
This segment of the Clutch Out Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat. 100% EMA'd apparel. Just check them out. Go to theclutchoutradioshow.com and click the top banner that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Clutch Out Radio Show sent you.
Oh, see, it happened to me.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do? Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government, and your health officials public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit, bro? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern at CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you can get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
One, two, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I gotta cry.
He's Barack Obama. He's on the same day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Listen to Time for Ham, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
This is war!
That's why a lot of times I just can't believe it, because I don't understand it. I don't understand a lot of the stuff you say, and it frustrates me, and I just give up.
Never give up.
Get the hell out of here. Am I still on?
Aren't you?
Wait, how come this thing, it seems like this thing hung up? Oh, fuck me, it hung up.
Oh wow, I wonder how long ago.
Oh, thank God thank God I'm still,
I wonder how long ago.
Yeah, me too. It shows that, no wonder, oh my God.
What?
I got cut off.
When?
I don't know. I don't know, but I was, I still got the recording. I'll just log back in to the show and
yeah, but how long has it been dead air?
I don't know, but I have this recording and I'll just record it. Send the recording to upload the recording from this, because I'm still recording this call.
I see.
So yeah, it's not a total loss, but it's bullshit. It's like, I can't believe that's happened. Ugh. And, oh, stop recording. Well, okay. Alrighty then. So that's cool. Let's stop recording, and, yeah, so I'll just continue the show, recording it from here, and, in fact, I'm gonna end the show now. Make it easier for me. So, yeah, thank you, I'd like to thank you, Christy, for staying on and listening to me rant and bitch-slapping me like she always does, even though she doesn't understand why I get upset very easily.
I just don't understand.
You don't understand why I get upset, because, you know, you're a very positive person, and you can't understand my negativity and my rage.
But I can, and I used to be negative. I used to, so I'm not preaching to you. I'm saying, look, been there, done that. There's okay, a better
Christy,
way.
Okay, Christy, let's do a test.
And you know how I know it doesn't work? It's because I did it. Okay, been there, done that.
In kindergarten, have you ever punched a tooth kid out because he took one of your blocks? And
no, I'm not a violent person, no.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, but I gave a few black eyes when I had to.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm the type of guy that, like, I have a specific plan. I have a step-by-step plan. If someone derails it, I'm pissed off. Like in kindergarten, I was building this thing out of blocks and stuff. And this little schmuck comes up and just takes a piece and the whole thing falls. Was working on it really hard, had the design in my head, wanted to finish it, and little schmuck comes out. I stood up, I was like, oh, bam! Broke his tooth. And that's what I feel Paul did. He wrecked my shit, and I was like, oh, okay. And yeah, I'm pissed off. I'm probably staying a little pissed off, a little angry longer than usual. But, you know, especially when I'm surrounded by people constantly trying to hurt me, and I'm like, oh, fuck, just another asshole in this movement? Yet another asshole in this movement? No one can be trusted in my mind. Especially when they've proven they can't be trusted. And I don't see what the big deal is. It's the way I do things, the way I run the show. If that's how he does it in everyone else, that's fine. But specifically, this is how I do it specifically to protect myself. And I wish he would have understood that, but apparently he doesn't.
You gotta look at what you're really protecting, Louis. What are you protecting? It looks to me what you're protecting is kind of a force respect rule thing, which, you know, I'm sorry, in the freedom liberty loving movement, aren't they intrinsically, you know, kind of opposed to extra rules?
Not what?
No, the freedom loving movement? No, isn't it about individual rights? And
yeah, it is about individual rights, but you know, I
so I can't just choose to give you a video I've made or a song I wrote without filling something out?
I'm sorry, but we also, I mean, even if we were in a constitutionally...
Louis, when you gave out your CD, your prank calls, and whatever else, did you make people sign releases to protect them or you in case they play it or I mean, come on. You didn't force anyone to sign anything when you gave them your CD. Why do they have to sign something when they give you their music?
Because that's different, because I'm not... They're not...
It's not. Louis. You're on talk to. You're obviously not making money. They know that. Their music is free to everyone.
Well, I mean, look...
Demanding... Another written permission other than the one they gave you and the verbal one is a little excessive.
Yeah, well, but that's the condition of me playing their music. Especially when Mike Knorr explained it to me, he was like, "These guys don't make money. They
no big deal. Drop it then, and then let it go."
Well, I can't. Because if I would have did that, if the roles were reversed, if the roles were reversed, I would be catching it a lot worse. I'd be like,
nobody is demanding anything of you.
All I know is if I did the same thing, I would be catching hell for it. So I mean,
whatever.
I would have gave Paul the respect he deserved had he given me the respect that I deserved. You know, he should have. Yeah, again.
You can't demand respect. You earn it. No. And by not trusting him and coming off making demands, you know, I see it the other way. You showed him that you were.
Well, that's not how it was taught. I mean,
Louis, how many friends did you make after that?
Oh, zero.
Uh huh.
Why do I need to make friends for if they don't follow rules?
Look, follow rules. Follow illusory rules.
I mean, well, look, either way, if we were in a truly free society, there's
do you
still,
really care
still,
about your
why don't you ever
so much that it would prevent you from having living, loving relationships and enjoyment? And I mean, it's just, is your rule that important to you?
Yes.
It supersedes human relationships?
Yes, it does, because I can't trust anyone that doesn't.
Louis.
I'm sorry. I mean, you proved yourself. Because look, Christy, between me and you, I didn't trust you when I first started talking to you. You proved that you can be trusted.
Okay, but you also didn't force me to do anything. And I didn't force you to do anything either. That's how relationships can grow.
Well,
especially unnecessary things.
I wasn't forcing Paul to do anything. It was a condition. If he wanted me to play his stuff, he would fill this out. If he didn't want to fill it out, then I'm sorry. I'm not going to play his stuff, and that's
that.
He
was guest on your show, and I've never done that once to
any of the
musicians I've had on the show. They're on the show. It's all good. We love each other. We move on.
Yeah, I mean, and Paul's not the only, well, you know, I've dealt with 9/11 Truth, you know, bands like the Almighty Terribles, you know, Dave Cahill. Dave Cahill is not a dickhead, and he filled it out no problem.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just,
you win. Okay.
Thank you.
As long as you're happy, it's all good.
Oh, God, I'm never happy. God, I'll never be truly happy, ever. And that's just how life is.
Okay. Well, that's your choice, though. You can choose different.
It's like if someone's a dickhead, you gotta freaking inform them that they are said dickhead.
You don't have to.
Then who will? Someone has to be the douchebag to keep people in check. Even in a truly free society, there are rules to follow. I mean, look, if we were in a truly free society, I can't even go up to someone and shoot them in the back of the head. I can't steal anything from them. I can't defraud them. So, hey, well, that's not true freedom then. Anyway, this is a Crotch Shot Radio Show saying, fuck the New World Order. If you don't believe me, fuck you too. And follow rules! Exactly. Follow rules. That's the name of the game. Unless you hate people...
Fuck rules.
No. No. Rules are important.
Rules are meant to be broken.
That's silly.